Guys, let's do a good old-time rocker, and let's let them hear us over in the villages and all of Central Florida. Let's go. Here we go now. Long-distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a part of Detroit. Get in touch with me. Maria's only labor number at the point of call. But Uncle left a message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, operator, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one that's gonna hear from a Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from that Mississippi bridge. Let's rock it now, boys, rock it.
Welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Kira Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Front Row Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And my guest today is Neil Bogus, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, has so many great experiences in life. And now one of the things that he does is being the jam coordinator at the Orange Blossom Opry. And Neil, we're so glad that you could be here today. We'll ask you at the end of this to give more information about you and, you know, the Orange Blossom Opry. But one of the interesting things, we understand that you are involved with trains your life too, as a conductor or something.
I was. I've always loved trains. My dad worked for the railroad, and so I naturally went into the railroading too. But I used to run passenger trains, tourist trains here in Ocoee, and Winter Garden, Mount Dora, Tavares, and Eustis, and just left that behind me about 6 months ago or so. Wonderful time. We had a lot of fun. We brought a lot of trains over here, ran between Ocoee and Winter Garden, brought a steam engine over here one time to run, and a lot of fun. Next time we do that again, I'll have to give you a call, and you can come and ride with me in the train.
Oh, did you do anything like as far as Christmas? Did you have like a Christmas train? Or?
We did. We had Christmas trains, and the Polar Express train was here. We did a lot. You know, I think like on Christmas trains, seeing the smiles of the kids as they get on and get off the train after they've met Santa and all that, that's really pretty special.
Oh, wow. As we were mentioning that, this Christmas that you're going to be involved in the Orange Blossom Opry, is there anything else you do particularly personally around the holidays? Or?
Well, try to get back home up in South Dakota.
Yeah, there you go.
We were up there just now. November 7th and 8th and 9th, I still take the band out on the road.
Right.
But most of it's way up north. But we went up and played this same Snow Queen Festival that you and I were talking about there. And they wanted to honor us for something else that happened with us in September. So we went back up in November. Very, very proud to tell you that in September, our band and myself, we were inducted into the South Dakota Country Music Hall of Fame. And so quite an honor to kind of cap off all our careers. And then in November, they asked us to come back to the festival to mark the 50 years that we played there before. And we had a wonderful time, but it was 13 degrees when we left Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And I was never so glad to see 80 degrees when I arrived in Orlando in my life. I'm not a cold-blooded person anymore. So, and being from Chicago, you know what cold is all about.
I know how cold is. So, I mean, with this Christmas show coming up, do you try to, I don't know if you have snow falling or what you do, but I mean, do you try to include a little bit of like that hometown, you know, Christmassy, wintry element? Or
yes, yeah. The whole Opry is decorated, obviously. Beautiful Christmas trees, fantastic lights. I think you hit up on it. This is the way all of us remember Christmas to be, and that's what it's designed to bring back the memories. The songs they picked out are just incredible. I think there will be some tears in eyes as you relive it. I know last night at rehearsal when I heard some of the songs being sung, flashing through your mind is Christmas's past, you know, and I love those memories, really do.
Okay, Neil, now we want to kind of review everything and let everyone know. So now with this Christmas show coming up, if you don't mind telling us, you know, the days, the times, and how people could get tickets.
Okay, not a problem at all. The Christmas shows are December 6th, 8th, 13th, 15th, and 20th. Easily to tell you, that's Fridays and Sundays.
Yeah.
The Friday shows all start at 7 o'clock, and the Sunday afternoon shows are at 2:30, and it's very reasonably priced. Seats range from $20 to $26. $26 is the best seat in the house. You know, that's not bad to go to something like this at all. And it's a lot of fun. It's a huge cast. I think counting the band, you're looking at almost 15 to 20 people, something like that. And that's not counting the people behind the scenes and all that. The Opry House is all decorated up. It's going to be fun. It's really going to be a lot of memory. It's a memory maker, as Mel Tillis would say.
Okay, and now as far as this Orange Blossom Opry Jam Night goes, if you could tell us again, basically they will just call you and that's how that they do it?
Yep. Call me or send me an email. I'm going to give you the phone number time. This is the Jammer Hotline number, and it's 352-602-6842. 352-602-6842. Give me a call. I'll chat with you a little bit. There's no really any auditions or anything. Just find out. In your case, I'd say, okay, Mike, you know, what kind of song would you like to do? And tell you what the guidelines are, which is, you know, don't do two slow songs in a row or anything like that. And enjoy yourself. It's your opportunity to step on a stage. And 10 minutes is yours with the Opry band, and there's no better feeling than you singing a song, and all of a sudden you hear that applause going off for you and all that sort of stuff. It makes you want to come back, Mike. It makes you want to come back.
And speaking of this jam night, Neil, so we talk about people that want, you know, come in the jam, but is this something that's open to the public? Is this something that people, family members or people could come and watch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they sell tickets. I think that most of the tickets are between $10 and $12.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, no. And it's a 2.5 to 3 hour show.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, okay.
So it's not, you're not paying $12 to see 15 minutes. There's an intermission in it, so you can get up, stretch your legs. The auditorium is very nice, very big. And they even serve food up there. They got the best doggone hot dogs you could ever have. And I won't eat a hot dog at my house, but I go to a baseball game or a football game, pay that $20 for a hot dog, you know. But you go up there to the Opry, and they got like $3 hot dogs, and they are great, man, I tell you. I can always eat a dog.
So they have food? Do they have, like, drinks, beer, anything like that?
Everything you can think of. A full concession counter.
Oh, great.
Hot chocolate for me.
Oh, they have your hot chocolate. Yes. You can get it there at least.
That's right. I have to have hot chocolate before I sing, just to kind of limber thing up. I'm the luckiest guy. I have a dream job, and I love my work very much. I love getting out. You know, I did radio for many years, and by the way, you're doing a fantastic job. I've told you that a couple times, and I'm sincere about it.
Yeah.
I wish you the very best in this, and we'll see you at the Orange Blossom Opry.
Okay, that sounds great. And, we wanted to get a website for the Orange Blossom Opry, if you have one.
It's right here. It's www.OBOPRY, OrangeBlossomOpry.com. Only just use the first letters. So it's OBOPRY.com. That's the website.
And you could purchase tickets for everything, including the show. How about the jam night? Can you purchase tickets for that?
Everything is on sale, yep. And a lot of people don't want to mess with going to a website. We got a phone number for you. You can just call for tickets itself, too. And the ticket number is 352-269-7000. And they're open every day except Mondays, I think, something like that. We're ready for you to come, Mike.
Okay, that sounds good. And finally, as I mentioned before, I just want to, for all those people listening in France or wherever it may be all over the world, you're coming to Orlando, I would just, encourage, I'm sure Neil would encourage you, check out the Orange Blossom Opry. I'm sure you, like you said, you have probably a will call, and tickets will be right there. You can order them in France and they have them ready when you come here.
Just like everywhere else, you'll come in, go to the will call window, pick them up. They have ticket windows to buy other shows and stuff. It's really a unique adventure variety place. It's awesome. They got everybody. I think one of the cool things is the comedy night. For 4 months, Wednesdays is comedy night, and I've watched them. They're great. It's really funny. Anyway, I'm going off on a different subject. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, definitely my pleasure. My guest has been Neil Bogus, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer. Thanks, Neil, for all the stories. And Neil is also the jam coordinator of the Orange Blossom Jam Night on every Thursdays. And, before we go, I just want to quickly mention about this super, super jam and how that works versus the regular jam.
Okay, good question. Super Jam is the third Thursday of every month. Unless there's a fifth Thursday, then it's both the third and the fifth. The Super Jam is by invitation only. So you'll start out working on the regular jam night, and I kind of watch to make sure to, just see how your performance goes, what the response is. And if you're really, I think, a good jammer, and, somebody might say, well, how do you know? I don't know. I just go, that guy looks like he's going to do a good job. So the third one is Super Jam is by invitation.
Okay. Thanks so much, Neil. Again, my guest is Neil Bogus, and you've been listening to the Mike Carra Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Front Row Sports Bar and Grill, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And please catch us again next time.
You've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Carra, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, and make wine by visiting www.cfhb.org. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you back here next week.